Blessings, 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 blessings to each and every one of you. So grateful to God that He has brought us together for another day and another power nugget. Father, we love you today and we adore you. Father, we magnify you. God, we honor you for giving us another day of life. Nothing we could have done could have allowed us to earn another moment, but yet and still, you have awakened us this morning, giving us the ability of our limbs, giving us a mind to think with, giving us eyes to see with, giving us ears to hear with, a mouth to talk with. God, no one, absolutely no one, could have done that for us but you. And you did it for us, and we are grateful. God, we thank you for those who have joined us on this morning. God, we pray on today, God, that you would open up our minds, our hearts, to receive from you what it is you have for us. Speak to us, Holy Spirit. We will be spoken to. Touch us, and we'll be forever changed. We thank you for your word today. God, allow your word to be life unto us. God, allow it to illuminate our very being. God, let us be transformed by your word. Because, God, we know that your word shall not return void, but, God, that it will accomplish what you set it out to do. We love you today and we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, God bless each and every one of you who have decided to start off the first fast day of 2025 with us on the Power Nugget. On this morning, our journeys take us to Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, and we will be starting at the 8th chapter. We'll be starting at the 6th verse. Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, starting at the 6th verse. And I will begin reading in the New American Standard Bible. It reads as follows: Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and fear him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing forth in valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land where you will eat food without scarcity, in which you will not lack anything, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. When you have eaten and are satisfied, you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his ordinances and his statutes, which I am commanding you today. Otherwise, when you have eaten and are satisfied and have built good houses and lived in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and gold multiply, and all that you have multiplies, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. He led you through the great and terrible wilderness, with his fiery serpents and scorpions, and thirsty ground where there was no water. He brought water for you out of the rock of flint. In the wilderness, he fed you manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you to do good for you in the end. Otherwise, you may say in your heart, my power and the strength of my hand made me this wealth. Verse 18. But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who has given you power to make wealth, that he may confirm his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. Thus read Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, the 6th through the 18th verse, and the word of the Lord is blessed. This morning, I want to encourage you with this topic, the abundant life, the abundant life. Now, often when we think of abundance, we think of having more than enough, having more money than we need, having more things than we need, having more cars than we need, having notoriety on our job, having a huge house, just having stuff. We think about material wealth when we think of abundance, but abundance with God is not just about material wealth. Doesn't mean that you're going to be poor, but it's not just about material wealth, but it's about a life overflowing with His grace, overflowing with His favor, and overflowing with His provision. The abundant life is rooted in a deep, abiding relationship with God, where we see His hand at work in both the seen and the unseen. And here in this chapter, Deuteronomy 8, it reminds us that it is God who does all this for us. Not how much we work, not how much we make, not who we're married to, not who we're not married to. It is God who provides, who sustains, who blesses us. And that scripture, Deuteronomy 8, warns us not to forget Him when things are going well, when we've got times of prosperity. So we're going to look at today what it means to live in God's abundance and how we can cultivate a life that remains anchored in gratitude and obedience to God. The first thing we're doing is we've got to recognize where our abundance comes from. Now you might be saying, you're not talking to me, Apostle. I don't have abundance. Well, if you got a roof over your head, you're actually doing better than two-thirds of the world right now. If you got food, a choice of food, you're actually doing better than 80 to 85% of the world right now. So trust me, while you may be struggling in your area, your facet of the world, think of it like this. Even if you are able to pay half your bills, there is a vast majority of the world that's not able to pay any of their bills. So you do have abundance, and it is because of God that you have it. Verse 7 says, God has brought you, is bringing you into a good land. Everything we have, our health, our families, our opportunities, everything, it comes from God. It's Him that delivers us from the difficulties. He opens up doors for provision. He sustains us. And you all, when we acknowledge that all of our blessings come from Him, then our hearts, they're postured for us to give gratitude to God. You all know one of my favorite scriptures is Ephesians 3:20. He says He's able to do exceeding abundantly above, far beyond what we can ask or think. And when we reflect on our lives, if you think about it right now, you can see the fingerprint of God and His provision in ways that we never imagined. And you all, a grateful heart recognizes that our success is not because of us, but it's all by the hand of God. And that's why it's so important, you all, to remember that God did it, and don't be in danger of forgetting who He is and Him being the giver. And that's what verse 11 told us. It said, be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, because sometimes abundance can lead to amnesia. Let me say that again. Abundance can lead to amnesia. When we got everything going for us, when we got everything that we need or what we think we need, it is so easy for us to take credit for everything that's going down for us and forget that it's God that made it possible for us in our lives. I don't care how much stuff you got. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care that you, quote unquote, got a good deal. All of that was provided by God. And you all, that was the downfall of the children of Israel. They experienced God's provision, but when they were in their prosperity and looking at everything that they had, they turned away from God. And you all, let their story be a warning to us. Prosperity should lead to praise and not pride. Let me say it again for the folks in the back. Prosperity should lead to praise and not pride. You all, when we start believing that we're self-sufficient, that we're doing everything ourselves, we actually pull ourselves out of the presence of God. And God calls for us to remember him, not just when we need him, but when we got everything that we need. And you all, out of that comes the fullness of our life in Jesus. You all, if you think about it, John 10:10 says that Jesus said, I've come that you might have not just a life, but have an abundant life. And it's not just about finances. It's not just about the stuff you have. He came that we might have a life that is rich in spiritual blessings, the things that money can't buy: peace, joy, purpose. One of the true measures of abundance is not in what we own, but it's in how closely we walk with God. You know, if you think about the fruit of the Spirit that's talked about in Galatians 5, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, temperance, self-control. When you are walking in abundance, you are one that your life, it shows these aspects of the fruit in your life, not just shows them, but overflows with them, overflowing with joy, overflowing with love, overflowing with goodness, overflowing with gentleness, overflowing with patience. You all, the world measures abundance by external successes, but God measures it by how much you changed on the inside. Man looks at the outside, remember? God looks at the heart, so he's trying to see how much you changed on the inside. Before I even move on, I just wondering, do you need to redefine what abundance means in your life? Are you trying to seek after or pursue material success? And at the expense of that is your spiritual success. Yeah, just want to ask that question. You all, but think about this. We should be living as reflections of God's abundance. We should. We should. Because the Bible tells us that, you know, after the Holy Ghost came on us, after we were filled, after we got saved and were filled with the Holy Ghost, then he said, you will be my witnesses. You'll be my witnesses. Where? In Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Everywhere you go, you ought to be a reflection of God's abundance, of Christ's abundance. Because the abundant life is not meant to be held on to. It is meant to be shared. Share my stuff? No, no, no. See, you're missing the point. If you're looking at abundance in your stuff, somebody might already have what you have. They might already have a car. They might already have an iPhone. They might already have a nice purse, nice shoes. They might already have a recliner, furniture, whatever. They may already have that. We're not talking about materials. We're talking about your spiritual walk. We're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. We're talking about the abundance that God gives you as it relates to your spiritual walk. That is what's meant to be shared. You all, as we receive God's grace, we're called to be his witnesses in our communities and where we work. Even when we're on social media, we're called to reflect him so that others may be drawn to him. Every interaction we have, every engagement, every connection, every divine appointment, whether it be in person or online, should reflect the character of God. Being generous, kind, faithful, it should be visible in how we deal with others. And our lives should be living testimonies of God's abundance in our lives. How can you witness God's abundance with somebody? You all, we do it by showing his love, showing his kindness. We can do it every time we come in contact with someone. Because when we do that, we show our gratitude to God for all that he's done. He's calling us to live this abundant life, and it's available to us to live, but it's going to require us to remain connected to him. Again, that's what Deuteronomy 8 is warning us about. We're not to forget God when we prosper. We are to experience an abundant life, remember that God is the source of all of your blessings. Make sure you don't get complacent spiritually. Read your word, pray, fast. Come and be connected in the community of believers at Bible study, Sunday worship. Seek the fullness of God in your life beyond all the material stuff. And you all reflect on his abundance in every area of your life. That is how you live the abundant life. Let's pray. God, we're so grateful. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for always being there for us. God, I pray that we're always walking in obedience to your commandments, in an attitude of gratitude, and God, that we are deeply aware of your presence in our lives. God, be with us as we go about our day today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God bless day in Jesus' name.